This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. You remember, it wasn't that long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when the Mueller report came out. The Mueller report came out. You remember that? And our friends at MRC Newsbusters, they wrote that Attorney General William Barr's inclusion of the phrase does not exonerate in his summary of the Mueller report. Does not exonerate, said Bill Barr. That is, it does not exonerate Trump. Has become a much-needed security blanket. This is back 4 or 5 years ago for liberal journalists for the past 24 hours. CNN, commentators, correspondents, they just looked at them. They keep repeating, does not exonerate. Does not exonerate, does not exonerate. And honestly, Bill Barr started it, but that's what you get. And so I want you to listen to this, and it has relevance today for obvious reasons, but I'll underscore it. Go.
Vindication on collusion, yes. Exoneration on obstruction, not so much.
Total exoneration, that's not what it says in here.
It is no exoneration.
There's also a direct quote that says, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also
does not exonerate the president.
It said it did not exonerate him.
It did not exonerate him.
Mueller specifically says, while this report
does not conclude
that the president committed a crime,
it also
does not exonerate him.
He lied today when he said, I've been fully exonerated.
He could not be exonerated.
But he does not exonerate.
But he's not exonerated.
He was not exonerated. President Trump was not exonerated.
Did not exonerate the president.
Mueller didn't exonerate Trump.
He is not fully exonerated.
Not exonerating.
Specifically not exonerated.
And it wasn't going to completely exonerate the president, which it didn't. Not to pat myself on the back. But I think that this does not exonerate. Does not exonerate. Does not exonerate. Does not exonerate. Did not exonerate. Doesn't exonerate. Doesn't exonerate. Does not exonerate. Does not exonerate. Doesn't exonerate. Does not exonerate President Trump either.
Wow. Now, if we had a montage today on Biden, does exonerate, does exonerate, does exonerate, does exonerate, does exonerate, be the opposite. Just shows you what a bunch of lousy lice these people are. Did I say lice? Makes sense, though, doesn't it? It just shows you. Really doesn't matter the issue. They're like a conga line. They're like the Rockettes. Well, actually, I wish they were, but ugly Rockettes, if you know what I mean. Slobbering themselves, bouncing around on the stage, left foot up, right foot up, left leg up, right foot up. They just repeat themselves. No exoneration? Yes, exoneration. And whatever the Democrat Party spews, they spew and vice versa. That's the way it works. And I still insist and argue that Liz Cheney needs to be investigated. She needs to be, you know, giving testimony under oath. And the media is pushing back, of course. They're kind of attacking Chairman Loudermilk, who we had on the program and we'll have on the program Saturday on Life, Liberty, and Levin, saying that they're trying, these Republicans, you know, to delegitimize the January 6th report. What kind of a report is that? It's just so grotesque. It's so preposterous. So they're trying to, why don't they look at the report? It's 81 pages long. There's a lot of information in there that's relevant. I think important. But I wanted to discuss this. TikTok. TikTok. No, Mark, it's TikTok. Oh, okay. The vote overwhelming today, the overwhelming number of Republicans, only 15 voted against it. And even the overwhelming number of Democrats, only 50 voted against it. And I wanted to tell you, as I told you I would last night, which Republicans did not. You know, the bottom line for me is Communist China has a massive, massive propaganda operation that reaches into our homes, into our children's bedrooms, that reaches into every part of our culture. I would tell Thomas Massie this has absolutely nothing to do with the First Amendment. I'm sorry. I'm the real libertarian here. I would tell Nancy Mace this has nothing to do with Facebook. That's a separate issue that needs to be addressed by all means. And I'm troubled when I find conservatives and pseudo-conservatives using the argument tactics, I should say, of the Marxist left. Diversion, shiny objects. Facebook is not being voted on here. You already have a number of companies and individuals have come forward and they say they'll buy it because it's a massive profit center with 170 million built-in users. So it's not a matter of whether TikTok is destroyed. It's not a matter of free speech because the communists don't have a protected constitutional right to undermine our country by sending propaganda in here. And I can prove that to Mr. Massey if he wants to call, explain to him what the founders actually believed when the Bill of Rights was adopted after the Constitution was adopted. More than happy to. So all these arguments I told you last night, the effort to make this into some kind of a libertarian thing, which it's not, a free speech thing, which it's not. These 15 Republicans, they voted against, essentially, stopping Communist China from brainwashing our children and destroying our culture. That's what they did. And I don't care what they argue. And that's why the vast majority of the others, including the vast majority of the Freedom Caucus, our buddies there, Jim Jordan, Chip Roy, Byron Donalds, so many others, voted yes. They voted yes. And then the argument goes, well, we can't trust the government with this company. Why is the government buying the company? Well, somebody will buy the company or some group will buy the company and they'll use it like they did Twitter, which is now X. Or they'll use it like Facebook is being used. This is bizarre. Those are separate issues that must be and can be addressed. But we actually have the communist regime that's doing that and much more and much worse. So there's not a hypothetical. There's not an alternative argument. This is taking place today as I speak. I mean, why is Communist China funding Confucius Institutes in our colleges and universities? Why is Qatar spending billions and billions of dollars in our colleges and universities? Why is the Hamas network spending a fortune on Students for Justice in Palestine and other terrorist-supporting organizations? Why are they doing it? They want to overthrow our country. They want to destroy it. And we've seen it in our streets. We see it in our streets. The attack on American history. The attack on the founders and the framers, the attack on the Declaration, the attack on the Constitution, we see it all. And Communist China is behind a lot of it. And they're going to make a free speech argument? I don't know. Did Tokyo Rose have a free speech right? I'm just sitting here thinking. Oh, no, no, no. You can't stop her broadcast. No. To violate free speech rights. That is about as stupid an argument as I've ever heard, that this is protected by the First Amendment. I've never heard anything so stupid. I don't know. Is espionage and the stealing of information, Mr. Producer, from our contractors and our developers, is that protected by the Commerce Clause? I'm just curious. Is that protected by the Commerce Clause? Of course not. It's not the kind of commerce that we're talking about any more than communist Chinese propaganda aimed at undermining our country, brainwashing our children, is a First Amendment right. A foreign country does not have that First Amendment right. We have a right to confront it, defeat it, and destroy what they're doing. So the people who are making these arguments are not making genuine arguments. The vast majority, anyway, are making these arguments because they want the campaign dollars from the people who've invested in TikTok, including one billionaire in particular. They make these self-righteous arguments, and there's nothing righteous about them. But it's twisted logic, like with the impeachment of Mayorkas, twisted logic about the Constitution, twisted logic. We don't want the government to get into the habit of doing this. Congress is voting on this. This company is not going to disappear. It'll be owned by Americans. Well, you're stealing the communist Chinese property. So what? They're the enemy. I can just see World War II. Well, hold on now. You're stealing Hitler's property. Ooh, you're stealing this. What kind of stupidity? And these are conservatives, or so-called conservatives, who are making these bizarre, and that's right, bizarre arguments as far as I'm concerned. Well, Mr. Producer, I can't get behind the paywall to name the 15, but actually you sent me an email earlier, didn't you? Folks, I'm having a hell of a time on my computer, so I have to go back to iPhone. Always happens. I have some of the cheapest crap when it comes to an old, don't we, Mr. Producer? Cheap and old. That's where we, that's cheap and old, just kind of like Joe Biden. But I want to give you this information. It's very, very important. Let's see here. I will find it come hell or high water. And Mr. Producer just sent it. Okay. I'll tell you what. We're going to take a brief break, and I will have it. I want you to hear the names, and I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals. Here are the Republicans who voted the wrong way. And despite all their twisting, despite all the static, despite all the so-called principled arguments, the fact is if they had had their way, and let's hope the Senate takes up this bill and passes it, that communist China would still be in our bedrooms, in our kitchens, in our homes, in our schools, and everywhere else. Here they are. Andy Biggs, of Arizona, Dan Bishop, who I believe of North Carolina, Warren Davidson of Ohio, John S. Duarte of California, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Clay Higgins, Louisiana, Nancy Mace, South Carolina, Thomas Massey, Kentucky, Tom McClintock, California, Alex Mooney, West Virginia, Barry Moore, Alabama, Scott Perry, perhaps the one that disappoints me the most, Pennsylvania, David Schweikert, Arizona, and Gregory Stubbe. Greg Stubbe, really? In Florida. Those 15. The vast majority of conservatives voted for the bill. The vast majority of the Freedom Caucus voted for the bill. I just wanted to make that clear, that these are outliers in many ways. And they can wrap themselves in the Constitution all they want. That is a pathetic joke. They can try and get you upset with Zuckerberg and Facebook, because you're already upset with them, and so am I. It has nothing to do with that. You don't give the communist Chinese a pass because of Zuckerberg and Facebook. How stupid is that? There are already offers on the table to buy this TikTok mothership company. So what does it have to do with Facebook? Nothing. All their arguments are smokescreens. And it is too bad. It's too bad when you have over 150 Democrats who vote the right way and 15 Republicans who don't. I mean, it's crazy. And this is the problem. I don't believe these people are arguing about conservatism. Not the conservatism I'm aware of. Not the Reagan conservatism. Not the Goldwater conservatism. Goldwater and Reagan wouldn't have put up with this. They would have said it was a grave threat to our national security. They wouldn't have argued that the First Amendment gets in the way, because it doesn't. And they would have been appalled by the amount of money being spent by billionaires and others to buy votes and influence votes. As for populism, how is this populist? And by the way, most of the populist Republicans in the House voted for this bill as well. It's not a populist position to support the communist Chinese propaganda operation massive in the United States of America to destroy our culture and undermine our country. It's quite the opposite. So traditional conservatives and populists really take the same position. It's individuals who have their own thought processes or whatever they have, who've taken the position that they take. They don't really represent anybody or anything but their own views, which is perfectly fine. But this is a perfectly ridiculous vote, in my view. Now, when we come back after the bottom of the hour, I want to reacquaint you folks with a man by the name of Thomas Friedman. He's got more Pulitzer Prizes than Joe Biden has hair plugs. Because the truth be told, the Pulitzer Committee is headed by a bunch of leftists who hand out prizes to themselves. I'm going to tell you about Thomas Friedman. I'm going to tell you about his view of the world, whether it's communist China, fascistic Russia and Putin, whether it is Israel, and whether it's our own country, and what a complete jackass this guy is. We'll be right back. Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800-900-8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin, the most popular conservative author in America. Call in to the Mark Levin Show now at 877-381-3811.
Thomas Friedman has been writing at the New York Times a very long time. He was a man born to relatively modest means, but he married into enormous wealth. He currently lives, or recently did anyway, on a compound of about 7 acres in one of the most expensive places in America, the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. And most of the time, this is where he writes his columns from. He's an individual who lived on a kibbutz for a period of time, and most of the kibbutzes, kibbutzim, are very left-wing, very liberal. That's where he learned to speak Hebrew, although he said, you don't need to understand Hebrew to understand the Israelis. He majored in Middle Eastern studies and Arabic at Brandeis, another left-wing operation, studied at Oxford University in England, at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and American University in Cairo. He is now, and has been, frankly, one of the leading opponents of the existence of the State of Israel as it exists today. He has spent 2 decades trying to destroy the current State of Israel and replace it with one based on his own imagination. This is the same Thomas Friedman, and I wrote about in Liberty and Tyranny, who some years back praised the communist Chinese regime. At least they get things done, unlike in Washington, where we have all these debates, which, of course, is the point of the Constitution. The guy's not bright. And they couldn't make him smart despite how many schools he went to. I called him out on it over and over and over again. He finally kind of relented. This is a man who used to praise Vladimir Putin as a new kind of leader. Then he realized he was kind of wrong about that, too. But one thing he's been consistent about is his abject hate for Benjamin Netanyahu. Because Benjamin Netanyahu, when he was in a cabinet in Israel, the longest serving prime minister of Israel, doesn't share Thomas Friedman's view of how to remake and fundamentally alter Israel and the people in Israel. So Thomas Friedman is out to destroy him, calls Netanyahu an extremist, calls his cabinet an extremist. He does this no matter the different governments that get elected and that Netanyahu leads as prime minister. It doesn't matter. This is the same Thomas Friedman who hates half of this country for not supporting Biden, who hates half of this country for not supporting Obama. He writes about Donald Trump in the most horrendous ways, and yet he writes about Netanyahu more and even more horrendous ways. I've talked about self-hating Jews before, America, just as there are self-hating Catholics and on and on. And Thomas Friedman is their mouthpiece, not their intellectual advocate, their mouthpiece. He'll show up at J Street, which is an organization of self-hating Jews. And despite the fact that Israel's fighting for its very existence, and despite the fact that it's winning under the leadership of their commander-in-chief, Benjamin Netanyahu, they don't want Israel to win. Because according to Friedman and according to Blinken and according to these other truly sick, self-aggrandizing self-haters, they want to rejigger the entire Middle East, where cultures respect each other and have their shared differences, where Iran is just as strong is Israel and has atomic weapons to prove it. That the problem in the Middle East isn't terrorism. It's not Islamism. It's Israel. But for Israel, but for Netanyahu, there would be peace in the Middle East. October 7th would never have happened. And on and on and on. This is what Netanyahu and the Israelis have to deal with. From the pages of the New York Times. From Bernie Sanders and his comrades in the Senate. From Tlaib, an outspoken Jew hater. And Joe Biden. The only prime minister Joe Biden has ever liked are the prime ministers who go to him on bended knee, which is exactly what Menachem Begin and Bibi Netanyahu will not do. Thomas Friedman writes piece after piece about what peace should look like. He's basically a mouthpiece for the Biden administration, for the Obama administration, for the most radical elements in our politics. That's why he gets Pulitzer Prizes. That's who it goes to. Conservatives don't get those anymore, you see. And despite the fact Friedman's been demonstrated wrong time and time and time again, he's got a long record of writing columns, thousands of them. Despite the fact that his barely literate or coherent columns have stood the test of time, he insists that he's right. He insists that the body politic follow his lead. He demands a two-state solution. He demands that Israel stop destroying Hamas. He demands that the Israeli people overthrow Netanyahu, but they voted for him. That doesn't matter. He demands that the Israeli people turn him out. He demands that the Israelis comply with the dictates of Blinken and Biden. He talks about the peaceful Palestinians, but he can't point them out. He too believes, like Blinken, like that traitor Malley, our negotiator of nuclear weapons, that the Obama nuclear deal was great, that Trump should never have ended it. He believes that sanctions should be lifted. That time and again, over and over again, an olive branch be handed to the Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran. Let the money flow. Do not hit them back when they kill three of our soldiers. This is who Thomas Friedman is. He's a low-class, surface-level, self-hating, self-destructive individual who projects his own, in my view, psychological and other problems onto the state of Israel. That's my view. And he meets with and he talks with Blinken. He's one of the whisperers for Blinken and vice versa. And so much of our foreign policy, especially when it comes to Israel, is being made at the New York Times Corporation. Now, if you are a self-respecting American, let alone a self-respecting Jew, how could you even be employed by and paid by the New York Times? There have been scholars who've written big books with all kinds of footnotes and endnotes explaining how the Jewish ownership of the New York Times, just like the Jewish Thomas Friedman, just like the Jewish Antony Blinken, there have been books written about how the New York Times covered up the Holocaust. One's called Betraying the Jews. And the others that we've talked about, I've written about them at length in two of my books. The same State Department as today, back then, was a beehive of anti-Semites. Back then, it was the Brahmin types. Today, it's the Islamist types. But the end result is the same. Thomas Friedman has a long piece out yesterday. And, of course, the left Well, they just think it's fantastic. And what is that piece? Well, here's something I want you to know right now. Right now. This is from the Free Beacon, one of the great sites. Adam Credo, one of the great writers. You haven't seen this on a single news site tonight. Not one. The Biden administration today reapproved a sanctions waiver that unlocks upwards of $10 billion in frozen funds for the Iranian regime. According to a copy of the notice submitted to Congress late today, that is now, and reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon. The sanctions waiver, which has drawn fierce GOP opposition on Capitol Hill, allows Iraq to transfer electricity payments to Iran via third-party countries. The sanctions waiver was last approved by the Biden administration in November, after October 7th, and set to expire this month, putting the White House in a tight position as a mounting chorus of GOP lawmakers expressed concern about sanctions being bypassed. He could care less. He could care less. The authority granted in the latest waivers allows Iraq to convert dinars into euros and transfer payments into the Iranian bank accounts in Oman. Republican foreign policy leaders in Congress raised concerns about the waiver earlier this week, the Free Beacon reported, saying that sanctions should not be lifted on the hardline Iranian regime in light of its support for Hamas and other terrorist proxies waging war on Israel and America and American outposts. And while the regime maintains the funds can only be accessed by Iran to pay for humanitarian supplies, you know, I'm so sick of these lying bastards, you have no idea. Like food and medicine, critics of the sanctions waiver, argue that money is fungible, and of course we all know it is. The State Department would not immediately confirm. Let me put it this way, why would we have sanctions if all it was doing was feeding people? Of course it's ridiculous. Is that what Trump did? No, he put sanctions on to break the back of that regime. And they were working. It's just like the border. Biden reverses course. So the Iranians are stronger. They're more plush with money. They have more arms than ever before. The enemies on our border, whether it's the Mexican cartels, the communist Chinese pushing poison into our country and so forth, they're flush with money. They've never seen anything like this before either. The only people who aren't are the American people. The State Department would not immediately confirm transmitting the sanctions waiver to Congress, but defended its previous renewals in response to the Free Beacon questions, and it goes on. So the Thomas Friedman, Tony Blinken, Bernie Sanders, Rashida Tlaib agenda is to pour tens of billions of dollars into Iran, pour hundreds of millions of dollars into UNRWA, which funds Hamas and strategizes and participates in their terrorism, including October 7th, to pour hundreds of millions into Arafat's PLO, to make sure that when Iran attacks us through its proxies, that we never, ever, number one, blame Iran, and number two, don't respond by hitting Iran. Instead, all the attacks, all the pressure, all the threats need to be placed on Israel. Richard Goldberg, who we've had on TV, a former White House National Security Advisor member who worked on the Iran portfolio, said the latest version of the sanctions waiver is substantially different than the one issued during the Trump administration. The Biden version, he says, gives Iran far more leeway in how the money's to be used. So they sat there and tried to figure out, and then did, on how to make a sanction a waiver. It's like the phony bipartisan Secure the Border bill. This is not the same waiver for Iraqi electricity imports that has been issued since 2018. He said this is an Iran sanctions relief waiver that allows Tehran to access money and use it for budget support, including debt payments and import subsidies. The fact that the administration will not even tell the American people how much money Iran has accessed over the last 4 months, money that subsidized three American soldiers' deaths and nonstop attacks on the American Navy, should prompt the U.S. Senate to immediately pass the No Funds for Iran Terrorism Act and send it to the president's desk. But the Democrats are on board with Biden. The Democrat Party is now, I will announce, the official wing of the terrorists in the Middle East. They have members who support them. They have members who support what they've done to Jews and Americans, that is, to Israeli Jews and Americans. And you have Joe Biden and Blinken doing everything they can to destroy the government of Israel, as they, by the way, are destroying our own government. So another $10 billion for Iran, on top of hundreds of billions as a result of the lifting of the oil sanctions. And little Israel, while trying to defend itself against enemies that surround it, has an enemy in the Oval Office, in the State Department, in the Biden regime, and in the Democrat Party, who's demanding that it lose, demanding that they put an appeaser in the position of prime minister so our government can work more closely with the prime minister, and together they will appease and destroy the state of Israel, arm Iran with nukes, and threaten the United States directly. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. Everything's very expensive. Did you see the latest inflation report? I noticed Joe Biden didn't go to the podium and talk about that, because it's moving north again, and it's going to keep moving north, folks. I got some news for you. I went through his budget proposal, $7.3 trillion. That's crazy. The most massive tax increases in the history of this country. It's insane. He's going to destroy America's small business. He's going to destroy America's large corporations, so they'll continue to produce things overseas while he has the border open. So we have people pouring into the country who are going to take jobs from Americans. This is the policy of an administration that is truly fundamentally transforming America into more of a third world country, but certainly a nation that's in decline. Be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Welcome back, America. By the way, congratulations to President Trump. I mean, he cut through Nikki Haley like crap through a goose, Mr. Producer. By the way, where is Nikki Haley? I guess her Democrat Party billionaires and supporters and media, I guess they've given up on her. Oh, they'll bring her back for the general election. But at least for now, they used her and now try to crumble her up and throw her out. I could have told her that. But something much more serious. There was a hearing yesterday. We couldn't cover all of them. But we do take out the best from the best when we can provide them to you. Christopher Wray, the FBI director. Elise Stefanik, who is not a rising star, is a star in the Republican Party and beyond. I and my family really come to admire her. Christopher Wray, at this hearing yesterday, take a listen to this. Cut one, go.
Is there any counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I would just say I'll refer you to the special counsel has...
It's not a question about the special counsel. Right. That's a requirement in the IAA of the FBI. Is there a counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
There's no investigation that I could confirm here, no.
Is there a counterintelligence investigation?
Again, I'm not confirming any investigation into either candidate.
Are you aware that you're required by the IAA to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation?
And we will comply with the law.
Have you already complied with the law? Has there been a notification?
I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
You believe you have been, or has there been a notification to Congress of any counterintelligence investigation of a federal candidate?
I believe we have complied with the law.
So, Stott, he has no idea. So he can keep saying, I believe we have complied with the law. Go ahead.
Has there been a counterintel assessment conducted on either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, there's no assessment that I would confirm here in any way. I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
How about on an immediate family member, and by that I mean spouses or children, of either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, I'm not in the business of confirming, especially not in open hearings, assessments or anything like that when it comes to counterintelligence.
He doesn't have any idea. That's the bottom line. He's dumbfounded by the question, and the question is important because it compels him to give information to Congress. And what Elise Stefanik is obviously concerned about is that the intel agencies and federal law enforcement may interfere with this election as they had in the 2020 and 2016 elections. That's clearly the case. Clearly the case. Now we have... Eric Swalwell, who raises an interesting point. And Eric Swalwell, by the way, he also opposed the bill today that would take TikTok away from the Communist Red Army umbrella corporation, force it to divest. That doesn't mean they wouldn't make billions to sell it in 6 months or lose it. And of course, the irony, the media don't report. And I went and I looked. Didn't we look at Mediaite, Mr. Producer, and other entities that are propaganda operations for the Democrats? There was nothing about the irony that Eric Swalwell cheated on his wife with Flim Flam or Boob Boob or whatever the hell her name was. Fang Fang? Okay. Same damn thing. And so, of course, it's very important for the Constipated News Network, a.k.a. the Communist News Network, a.k.a. CNN, a.k.a. No Ratings. It's very important for them to bring Swalwell on. Who would know better what the Chinese are doing than Swalwell? I mean, he slept with one of their spies. Cut two, go.
So do you think that Donald Trump, if he's elected president again, would prosecute Joe Biden?
All right, let's stop. So this is how CNN and MSNBC and the rest of the media work. Do you think Donald Trump, do you think if he's elected, he would prosecute Biden? Who's prosecuting Donald Trump today, Mr. Producer? Biden and his party, right? Do you think Trump would investigate, Brennan, this guy has the IQ of a 17-day-old dog turd is what I was going to say, but it didn't come off well. So I decided not to say that he has an IQ of a 17-day-old dog turd. In any event, so here, do you think that Donald Trump, if he's elected again, will prosecute Joe Biden? I mean, my God, who the hell would do that? How about Biden, you schmuck? But this is the way the propagandists work, the Democrat Party apparatchiks. The obvious is lost on them. But let's see what Mr. Swalwell has to say. Go ahead.
No, absolutely, he would. Donald Trump said he wants to be a dictator on day one, that he's out you know, for
okay,
retribution.
Swalwell, he was, Swalwell is a sick dog. He defends dictators, sleeps with their spies. But Donald Trump was president for 4 years. He wasn't a dictator. He actually complied with every court ruling, including the Supreme Court. Biden has not. He complied with the immigration laws. Biden has not. He complied with every law. Complied with the Constitution. Show me where he didn't. I can show you where Biden didn't over and over and over again. I can show you the provisions of the Immigration and Naturalization Act that he's violated. I can show you the constitutional provisions he violated. I can show you the two Supreme Court decisions that he violated. Show me the same with Trump. There aren't any. January 6th. Why? He's not charged with any constitutional violation. Oh, yes. He's charged with the Ku Klux Klan Act. Oh, that's not a stretch. That's not a stretch. Come on now. But here's my point in playing this. Here's my point. Why are they afraid that Donald Trump might prosecute Joe Biden? Does anybody know? Now, we've talked about this. It's almost like law school here, Mr. Producer. If the Supreme Court rules that a president does not have post-presidential immunity, then anything that Joe Biden did that can be viewed as a violation of a law, particularly criminal law, is then subject to prosecution, should Donald Trump win. It's the other edge of the sword. The sword cuts both ways. Or Donald Trump's been charged with violating the Espionage Act, which in my view is truly an impossibility. As a constitutional matter, despite what the legal analysts say. And no president ever has been who's left office, no secretary of state, no vice president, no former president. Clinton, Biden. But let me move on. Joe Biden has violated the Espionage Act as a private citizen, as a senator, as a vice president. There are confessions. He's violated the Espionage Act over a period of decades. And why did he violate the Espionage Act when he was interviewed with the ghostwriter? Because he was getting an $8 million guarantee. Nobody gets an $8 million guarantee. Joe Biden's not selling books. He can't even read books. So it's a payoff of sorts. But I just want to make something clear. Joe Biden shared classified information that he stole when he was vice president, that he refused to inform anybody around him that he had it, that he kept it illegally, stole it, illegal, stored it illegally, used it illegally, shared it illegally, and all to make a buck, all to make $8 million. Trump never did any of that stuff. Over 20 years, they don't know I have this stuff. That's what he says. So, of course, once Biden leaves office, depending on when the statute of limitations tolls, the fact of the matter is Joe Biden can be prosecuted for violating the Espionage Act. You know, it used to be keep your pistols, you know, your prosecutorial pistols in your holster. We're not going to do this to ex-presidents. We're not. But they have. And they've set a precedent that can cut both ways. So my question is, to the clown at CNN, I even forgot his name. Berman, what did you say? And Swalwell, who's not well. Why is that a problem? If the next administration is the Trump administration and they determine that Joe Biden violated federal laws just because her wouldn't bring the charges, why should they prosecute Biden? That's been your guy's argument. Not above the law. You're not a king, for God's sakes. Not a king. Okay. That's why in the first hour I played you the lies about what the Democrats used to say and now what they say. When it's Trump versus Biden, that's all they care about. But look at the media. Look how they form the question. When we come back, I want to tell you more about CNN and Wolf Blitzer and what they've tried to do to Katie Britt, the wonderful senator from Alabama, how they tried to smear it. And, you know, I had an instinct about this, didn't I, Mr. Producer? I said, why all the focus on her? They're trying to destroy her, smear her, character assassinate her. And they're using this one instance of this victim who was horribly, horribly treated, obviously, in sex trafficking. And they said, well, of course, that didn't happen during the Biden administration. Why is she pointing to that? And I said, that's not the issue. The issue is we're seeing sex trafficking. We're seeing child trafficking, labor trafficking. We're seeing slavery. Slavery like we've never seen since the end of the Civil War. Right on the southern border. People being enslaved. I said, so what's the point? Why are you attacking her? Her point is relevant. And now we have more information. Why Wolf Blitzer should resign and be embarrassed how he tried to use this woman in order to attack another woman. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick-charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. CNN was forced to issue a correction to its reporting this week aimed at discrediting a portion of Republican Alabama Senator Katie Britt's State of the Union rebuttal, in which she included the tragic story about an unnamed sex trafficking victim to emphasize the effect of the ongoing border crisis. Now, notice CNN isn't focused on the border slavery aimed at children and women. Notice they don't send correspondents down there to report on it. They don't give a damn at all. They defend Biden. They defend this bipartisan bill and all the rest. So they're going to go after Katie Britt, who highlights it as a disaster for people, real people with real lives. That victim of sex trafficking was later identified as Carla Jacinto, who faced immense brutality from the ages of 12 to 16 at the hands of traffickers in Mexico, which Britt detailed in her rebuttal. CNN paraded that young lady, Jacinto, in front of its audience over the weekend with an appearance on the network and in a subsequent story in which it made a number of claims attempting to derail Britt's portrayal of the story. So they're trying to destroy Senator Britt's reputation. They're trying to create a caricature of her, and they're trying to divert attention from the real issue. From the real issue. To Britt. Now, however, those claims by CNN ran in stark contrast to past reporting on Jacinto, as well as her own words. In its piece following the weekend interview with Jacinto, CNN wrote that Britt inaccurately said she met one-on-one with Jacinto. But Britt never claimed in her rebuttal to have had a one-on-one meeting, only stating that she spoke with Jacinto while traveling to the border in Texas. When reached for comment on the inaccuracy, CNN responded that it had corrected the piece to reflect it was Jacinto's view that Britt claimed that the two met one-on-one and not the outlets. This story has been updated to clarify the circumstances of Britt's meeting with Jacinto. CNN also portrayed Britt as incorrectly claiming Jacinto was trafficked by Mexican drug cartels. But the senator never said drug cartels during a rebuttal. She specifically talked about cartels, referring to organized crime along the border, similar to how Jacinto previously described her traffickers as a crime organization, quote unquote, during her testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee in May 2015. During the hearing, Jacinto referenced a pimp or the crime organization, quote unquote, that she said took her one-year-old daughter from her so she could continue her work for them. Fox News report from later that year also detailed how Jacinto's pimp, who was described as her boyfriend, was, quote, working as part of an international organized crime ring, and he forced her into a life of prostitution and violence. She also described the criminal organization as an organized crime family. Jacinto has talked about being trafficked on numerous other occasions, including during a roundtable discussion with Britt, as well as Senators Marsha Blackburn, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Senator of Mississippi, in January 2023, in which she said she was almost trafficked in the U.S. at the age of 14. Following the meeting, Hyde-Smith, Senator, said, "We had the opportunity to meet with a young lady. Her name was Carla. She was under control of a drug cartel and human trafficker from the age of 12 to 16 before she was able to escape that." When reached for comment on the inaccuracy, CNN expressed disagreement with Fox and that their portrayal was inaccurate. Additionally, CNN itself reported in September 2017, that Jacinto, quote, by her own estimate, was raped 43,200 times after falling into the hands of human traffickers. Fox News Digital has reached out to Jacinto for comment. Retrograde, an advocacy group that works with Jacinto, responded to requests for comment on her behalf, telling Fox she was not pressured or coerced, nor did she after her story in any way. And it goes on. The long and the short of this is, without all the details, CNN tried to smear Senator Britt for raising a crucially important issue, sex trafficking of women on the border. And so what did they try and do? They tried to say, wow, she said drug cartels. Jacinto never said that, but neither did Brent. Well, she said something else. No, that was organized. She was referring to it as organized crime. I mean, it goes. It's so outrageous is the point that they're trying to pick her to death because she dared to give the reply to the State of the Union. And she dared to bring up drug trafficking in connection with what's going on the border, slavery. Because CNN doesn't give a crap. They've spent minimal amount of time on the border. They spent a minimal amount of time on the sex trafficking. They're so obsessed with promoting Hamas. They're so obsessed with promoting the River to the Sea crowd. They're so obsessed to promoting Joe Biden. That, of course, they're never going to report the news as the news. I'll be right back. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Mark Levin, America's tyranny hunter. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
Mike Lee was on fire today, and we're going to get to that. Mike Lee, at a hearing today, who I thought did a fantastic job. And the reason I'm doing this is because we have budget issues coming up. We have national security issues coming up. We have judicial issues coming up. We have investigative issues coming up. And most of you Well, you're working. You don't have time for this stuff. And yet this is your Congress. And I don't do this all the time. As a matter of fact, ask Mr. Producer. I am loath to play clips. I'm loath to have 1,000 guests because I know why you tune in to listen to me. But I want you to listen to this. Cut eight, go.
Do you believe that people registering to vote should provide documentary proof of their citizenship in order to register to vote? Mr. Hewitt?
I think your first question kind of answers the second. Based upon the applicable rules, federal or state elections or what have you, we know we have to follow those rules. The question is, what's the impact of those rules?
Ms. Riordan?
Yes.
Ms. Camarillo?
Voter registration cards and affidavits, when people sign them, people are signing under federal, penalties of certain, depending on the state, either criminal or otherwise.
Yeah.
That they're,
can I get a yes or no out of you? Should they or should they not have to require documentation establishing their citizenship?
It's already redundant in many states, and it's already being asked.
Mr. Von Spakovsky?
Yes, all individuals should be required to provide proof of citizenship.
Ms. Lakin?
Documentary proof of citizenship requirements are often discriminatory. In fact, we sued the state of Kansas and won litigation on this issue.
No, you shouldn't have to show ID to vote. You shouldn't have to show any ID to come across the border. You shouldn't have to show ID to get generous government benefits. But if you want to go to the White House, you better have multiple forms of ID. If you want to go to Congress, you better have multiple forms of ID. If you want to get into a courthouse, you better have multiple forms of ID. And if you ever want to get into any government facility or any facility that is regulated by the government, you better have multiple forms of IC. But if you go to vote, which is a crucial aspect of our republic, why would you have an ID? Go get a beer. Wait a minute. I need an ID for a beer. So I go into the 7-Eleven. They ID everybody. Let me see your license or whatever, your birth certificate. They show it. Then you go to vote. You don't have to show anything. This is what the Democrats have done to our voting system. Why? Not because it's discriminatory. She's a bigot. What she's saying is, look, black people, brown people, Asian people, red people, anybody but white people don't know how to have an ID, and yet they do. Democrats in states, Democrats in cities, they hand out licenses to do 1,000 different things. How the hell are you supposed to work through the Internal Revenue Code if you can't even have an ID and you don't know how to get one or use one? It's discriminatory. How? How is a voter ID discriminatory? Somebody tell me. Now, most states will give them out for free, a license, some kind of alternative form of identity. For free. They'll mail them. Landmark Legal has been involved in litigation like this. It's a lie. It's a ruse. So why are they lying? Because they want illegal aliens to vote. Because they want people to vote twice. And it's easier to get away with it if you go to dense areas and you can't keep up with the voting and who's voting and manage who's voting. Voting in and of itself is not a great moral accomplishment, because if people vote who aren't supposed to vote, or they vote more than once, or they vote for other people, or they vote for dead people, that doesn't make that vote a wonderful moral achievement. It makes it a crime. It's just like the word law and justice, two different things. There's law and there's justice, but all laws aren't just. All votes aren't legal. It's not that everybody should vote. It's that everybody who has a legal right to vote and vote once and vote for yourself. We can't have voter ID. It's discriminatory. And then when you really press, as we did in litigation, give us five examples. They don't have five examples. They don't have any examples. None. None. So they don't want voter ID. That's another reason the border is wide open. And if you dare to raise it, and you got proof, how do you have proof? How can you even prove a negative when there are millions of people voting? How can you prove that somebody's voting illegally if the ability to create the proof is eliminated. How stupid is that? Can you prove it? Can you prove it? No, you just said they don't have to voter ID. How am I supposed to prove it? See, another phony lawsuit. You must be an election denier. So they enshrine, they institutionalize the criminality. They put it in the law. And then they tell you, as I discussed before, the law is just. No, the law is not just. It's being used by the unjust to commit criminal acts and to prevent any ability to get to the bottom of what's going on. That's the definition of injustice. And a corrupt system. They have corrupted the voting system. Denier. Cut eight, go.
Do you believe that only citizens of the United States should be able to vote in federal elections?
We don't have a position about non-citizens voting in federal elections. We believe that's what the current laws are. And so we're certainly fighting for everyone who's eligible under the current laws to be able to vote.
Ms. Riordan?
These are these crazy left-wing groups. You know, citizens for that, legal groups for that. That's why they're there. Go ahead.
That non-citizens should be able to vote in federal elections.
Ms. Camarillo?
That's a decision of the state law, but I want to emphasize that.
Now we have a dimwit. It's not a decision by the state law whether non-citizens can vote in federal elections. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Who should vote in federal elections?
States decide who gets to vote in various elections. And in federal elections, I believe that we should be encouraging people to naturalize and then vote.
Okay, but you're saying that the federal government should have no say in who votes in a federal election?
I don't have a position on that.
Yes, you do have a position on it. It's up your... It is lawless. Your position is lawless. So you see what I'm saying, folks. These are Democrat-affiliated, billionaire Democrat donor-funded organizations that are promoting lawlessness, that are promoting voting by non-citizens. We're destroying our country. You know, we're destroying our country. Anybody can walk across the border and then they get to vote? And we have organizations defending this or lying about it? And then when election day comes, Bill Barr and the others, oh, that's the cleanest election in America. Yeah, we didn't find any fraud with it. Because you're not fighting the efforts to institutionalize fraud. That's the job of the Attorney General. That's the job of U.S. attorneys across the country, to raise red flags and say, wait a minute, we're never going to be able to determine if the right people are voting or not voting. And by right, I mean legal. And then the votes come in and things look weird and it's, well, you can't prove it. You can't prove it. Should we have fingerprinting? Should that be allowed in order to find criminals, Mr. Producer? How about DNA? Should that be allowed in order to find criminals? I hear DNA, using DNA is very discriminatory. I hear fingerprinting is especially discriminatory. It's racist. Now, we all know what a bunch of crap this is. I want you to look in your wallet or your purse. What do you find? Several forms of ID. Oh, you want to go to Costco? You have to have the card. Really? Yes. You want to take out a mortgage? You have to have 1,000 different things to prove that you are who you are, your records, your background, and so forth and so on. You cannot get into a government building, local, state, or federal, without a recognizable identification card. We're being monitored up the wazoo. Now we're told our cars are talking to our insurance companies. And that's just the beginning. We've got Social Security numbers. We have driver's license numbers. We have Medicare numbers, Medicaid numbers, Social Security numbers, welfare numbers, student loan numbers. Numbers, numbers, numbers everywhere. Numbers everywhere. We're on systems. We're being monitored. But if you go to vote, all of a sudden, now, we don't want to know anything. Why? It's racist. Well, how come it's not racist when the TSA wants to see you? Well, you know, we don't know. And we're supposed to buy into all this. And there's groups with tens of millions of dollars who push this. They hire legal slip and fall ambulance chasing puke lawyers to go into these states to make these arguments in front of Democrat judges in blue states. Well, you have a point there. You have a point there, Mark Elias. You know, I hadn't thought about it that way. You're right. We'll strike down what the legislature did because, after all, we're the court. We have the final say on everything. You're an elected hack. No, I'm a judge. See the robe I'm wearing? Yes. See the whole environment here? I have an actual courtroom that has, stained wood on the walls. Yes. I have a beautiful desk. I wear a black robe. From time to time, we bring in what we call a jury. Yes. We have two tables for prosecutions and defense. Yes. I have a gavel. Love my gavel. Yes. So I'm a real live judge. And so we all agree voter ID is discriminatory. It's actually racist. No, we don't. Oh, yes, we do. Therefore, I find it illegal. You're going to blow off the entire state legislature? Yes, why not? And you can't prove any fraud, can you? No. Because you've turned fraud into a legal action. That's why. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that. Free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. When we come back, because I don't have enough time before the break, Thomas Massey's an individual who I like. He's a hardcore libertarian. I'm a hardcore constitutionalist and a traditional conservative. And so this is where we clash, not personally. I want you to hear what he had to say about TikTok, why I believe not just he, but others who are saying the same thing are just not only dead wrong, but they sound ridiculous. I'll be right back. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You'll get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. We have a guest on that I didn't originally plan to have on. I will introduce you in about 15 minutes or less. He's running in the Republican primary for the Senate in Ohio. And it's a very important primary race. And this gentleman is backed by President Trump. He's backed by other conservatives in the state. And his opponent in the primary is a rhino. And I must confess, I hadn't heard about this race. Can't watch them all. There's other things to do. But this one seems to me to be quite important. In the United States Senate, 8 Democrat senators led by Bernie Sanders have come together to start a movement within the Senate, within the Democrat Party, demanding that if Netanyahu and Israel don't accede to the demands of Bernie Sanders and Biden, that military aid to Israel be cut off, Mr. Producer. Did you see that? That they literally cut off support for Israel. Now, Bernie Sanders and this gang of Hamas 8, they have not said to Joe Biden, they have not said to the press that they demand that Joe Biden stop funding Iran. They have not said to Joe Biden or demand that Joe Biden stop funding Hamas, stop funding the PLO, stop funding the Houthis. You know, you got to go through the list of all the sadistic, monstrous organizations, but you get the drift. No such demand has been made of Joe Biden. The demands haven't been made by the New York Times or CNN, by MSNBC or the Washington Post. The demands haven't been made by Schumer and other self-hater. No. So 8 Democrats got together in the Senate. And I want Democrats who listen to this show and others of you who know Democrats, isn't it about time that they understood who stands for what? Joe Biden is the biggest enemy in the Oval Office the state of Israel has ever experienced. It's not even close. This entire administration is organized against the Israeli people. Joe Biden simultaneously is the biggest, I would argue, traitor in the Oval Office. What do you mean by that, Mark? You don't fund our enemies. I mean, it's even worse than appeasing them. Neville Chamberlain appeased the Nazi Germans. He didn't fund them. Joe Biden not only appeases them, he provides them with billions directly and indirectly while he has his foot on Israel's throat. Is this okay with liberal Democrats? Is it okay? Is it okay with liberal Jewish Democrats? I'm curious. I read a piece that a group of liberal Jewish Democrats are getting together to try and organize support for an independent candidate. Excuse me, trying to organize independents to support their candidate, Joe Biden. Why would they do that? The people in the streets, as we've talked about before, those are Democrat voters, the river to the sea crowd. That's why they're able to threaten the Democrats. You either do what we say or we're going to blackmail you. We're not going to vote for you. Well, what do you want us to do? They want you to wipe out the state of Israel. They want you to create a Nazi terrorist state. Now, Joe Biden has ordered the Army Corps of Engineers to build a temporary port. Now, who are they building a port for? Oh, the Gazans. No, they're not. They're building a port for Hamas. Over 60% of all food and medicine that we pay for and that is sent to Gaza goes to Hamas. And in turn, according to former Prime Minister Bennett, they turn around and sell it to the other Palestinians for a huge profit. You know who else is profiting off this war? Egypt. They're doing the same thing. Oh, you didn't hear that on CNN? Oh, no, they're going after Senator Britt, you know. They're not going to tell you anything that harms what they've been doing. This is a challenge to Fake Tapper, to Wolf Blitzer, Chicken Blitzer. This is a challenge to the Morning Schmo Mrs. Schmo, this is a challenge to all the Hamas-loving, America-hating reprobates on MSLSD and on the Communist News Network. This is a challenge to Rachel Maddow, all of them. I dare you to take that report in Tablet Magazine, put out by one of the top professors on statistics, not just at the University of Pennsylvania, but in the nation, who did an analysis, as you heard here on the program. You heard him with his own speak with his own lips. You heard me go through the article with him, with you. He goes through the numbers, how they're lies. None of that is being heard on MSNBC. None of that's being heard on CNN. None of it is on the front pages of the slimes of the compost. None of it. None of it is talked about in Hollywood. What would they do? What would they do if the Hamas numbers that are fed to them were false? They'd actually have to reverse course. But they're lying because they don't want Israel to win. They're lying because they want the terrorists to win. I know this sounds nuts, but it is what it is. Because you see, the terrorists wouldn't be terrorists except for the fact they've been oppressed for so long. They want to go back to their homeland. They don't have a homeland where the Israelis are. No, you don't understand. It's a homeland. They're fed this crap by the Biden administration. They were fed this crap by the Obama administration. Of course, the media, they regurgitate it. So, fake Tapper, I know you stalk me. Your staff stalks me. Do it. Do it. Chicken Blitzer. I know his name's Wolf. Chicken Blitzer. Do it. Why won't you do it? Spend your resources not on smearing Katie Britt, but on telling the truth about the statistics. Bring on your own statistician. Why don't you do that? Notice they've never done that either. They've never brought on experts on numbers, looking at the numbers from Hamas. They just regurgitate them. How about the Sunday shows, the moderators? Do it. George Stephanopoulos, the hitman for Biden. Excuse me, the hitman for Clinton. Well, the hitman for both, actually. All these phone morning shows where they do cooking and then smile and then push their Marxist propaganda. Hey, that's fantastic. So let me ask you this. Yes, I can use sort of leftovers in the fridge and in the pantry and put together at the last minute this magnificent blueberry muffin. You certainly can, but I don't have any blueberries. But you can call it a blueberry muffin. Just use food coloring. Oh, that's fantastic. And now to George Stephanopoulos. Hamas says that. That's kind of how it works. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, I recently learned about Fast-Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants. They have everything you could want, fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and much more. My wife and I take pride in our home, and that includes having a landscape that brings us serenity. And you, too, can find the perfect fit for your home based on your climate and space. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com. Use code LEVIN, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout. Get an additional 15% off your first purchase from their already very low prices. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they offer a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee with free plant consultation forever. Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And again, my listeners get an additional 15% off on their first purchase when using the code LEVIN at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Now, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit fastgrowingtrees.com for details. The Republican primary in the state of Ohio is next week. Could be a very close election, as a matter of fact. The good guys, that is MAGA, conservatives, a constitutionalist like myself, the good guys have endorsed a gentleman by the name of Bernie Moreno. And then the Rhinos have endorsed his opponent, Bernie Moreno. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thank you for having me, and thank you for fighting for this country like you do.
Well, I appreciate that. So tell my audience, we have a number of affiliates in Ohio. Tell our audience why you're the guy, why they should come out, vote, make sure they vote, and vote for you.
I was born in Columbia, South America, Mark, and the greatest gift I ever got was my mom and dad bringing me to this country. This country means everything to me. This country has given me more blessings than I could possibly have ever imagined. And what I've watched over my lifetime is career politicians that have gone to D.C. and have told us one thing. They promised a smaller government and delivered us every Congress a bigger government. And we're at the point, Mark, where if we don't win this next election, we're going to lose this country. And I'm not going to sit by and watch that happen. So I'm jumping into the fray to get in there to help save this country from going down the communism, Marxism path, which is what happened to every country in the continent that I came from.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself. What have you been doing? Because you haven't been doing a lot of politics, which to me is a very positive thing.
Oh, no. I never would have imagined in my wildest nightmare being in running for public office. Not something I aspired to do. Been a business guy my whole life. I got to Cleveland about 20 years ago. I had the opportunity to buy a tiny little car dealership. Put every cent I had in my life into buying that dealership. Maxed out my credit cards. Took out the biggest loan I possibly could. Sold every possession I had. And turned that one tiny little dealership into one of the largest dealer groups in America. I then started a technology company that uses blockchain as the underlying tech to make car titles digital. I sold all my operating businesses to focus on this, which is this going to run for the U.S. Senate. And I'm committed to make this happen, Mark. And the most important thing you got to know about me is because I wasn't born in this country, I can't be president of the United States, and I've committed to serve exactly two terms. Now, Mark, my wife makes it clearer, third term, second wife.
Well, look, if you turn out to be one of the greatest senators of all time, I wouldn't be so sure that you should do that, but that's fine. What are the main issues there?
In Ohio, people understand the border is an existential threat to this country. We're seeing crime, drugs, sex trafficking, human trafficking come across our border in a way like we've never seen it. Joe Biden and the Democrats are operating the largest sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug dealing operation in modern history. Mm-hmm. They are the ones responsible for it. We got to stand up and be clear. If you claim asylum, you're only going to come here legally. And if you are claiming asylum, you wait in the previous country. We finish the wall, deport anybody that's here illegally, and wipe out the drug cartels. This can be done, but it's not going to be done with spineless, cowardly Republicans who bend the knee to the woke mob, who bend the knee to the corporate media, and just don't do what they told their voters they would do.
Mm-hmm. Now, your opponent, the establishment, they're lined up against you, correct?
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy whose family owns the Cleveland Indians. They changed the name because they thought it was racist. Dennis Prager said something, Mark, here in Medina, Ohio, not too long ago that I think you'll appreciate. He said if they called it the Cleveland Jews, everybody would cheer because they've been looking for fans for 3,000 years.
Yeah.
So the idea that the Cleveland Indians is racist is insane. Imagine that guy who bends to the woke mob going to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know the word Cleveland was racist.
There you go, exactly. And the ultimate part of that story is that it was an honor. They named it the Cleveland Indians to honor the first Native American in baseball. It's ridiculous. This is also, by the way, a guy who increased gas tax, voted against natural gas being green energy. He's all for windmill and solar subsidies. He's a big government Republican. Oh, yeah, take Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney and create a love child, and that's Matt Dolan.
Mm. And let me ask you this. I mean, does he have any pull there? I mean, are people rallying around? What's going on with his campaign?
Well, it's the last gasp of the Bush, Cheney, Rhino, Swamp Creature establishment versus America First group. He has a lot of money. He fundraises by calling his mom and dad, so he can get $10, $20, $30 million to fund a campaign. And then he puts ads out there that says he's the most conservative, that he's against, that I'm for amnesty and he's against it, when in reality, it's exactly the opposite. As you know, in politics, there's not a lot of truth in advertising, but he's convincing some people. But we have President Trump coming out here on Saturday, and we're going to win this thing.
Mm-hmm. You are backed by most conservatives, aren't you?
Yeah, we got, of course, our great new senator, J.D. Vance, Jim Jordan, of course, President Trump, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Kristi Noem, Vivek Ramaswamy, Charlie Kirk. We got the entirety.
Roger, so you don't need me anymore.
Of course I do, Mark. You're the missing link, the one we needed. A great one puts us over the edge.
Well, obviously, I'm going to endorse you.
We get the great one, it's all over.
I'm going to endorse you and endorse you strongly. And you came to my attention, honestly, by my stepson, David M., who you may know. I can't give out his name here. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, he's a good guy. And he said, this guy endorsed him, this. I said, but what's he stand for? He said, Mark, he stands for everything you stand for. And that's quite clear. And I think you'd be a great senator. So I want to throw my name on top of the others. I absolutely endorse you. We're going to put your contact on our social sites here. Anybody who wants to help you, you don't have to be from Ohio. Wouldn't hurt. But anywhere in the country, we need to win these seats. And then you're going to run against a true radical.
Oh, yeah. This guy's a true believer. He's a full-blown communist. This guy, by the way, went to Yale to study Russian studies, not because he was curious about Russian history. He studied communism. And this guy's been running for office since Richard Nixon was in office. Mm-hmm. This guy's a disaster for Ohio. We're going to win this thing, Mark, especially now that the great one's with me. We're going to take it over the top. And we're going to take him out. And more importantly, Mark, we're going to actually show America what life is like under constitutional conservative in Washington, D.C., with President Trump, with good conservative senators. It's not going to be a replay of 17 and 18, where President Trump had to fight Democrats and Republicans. He's going to have Republicans that have his back because he's a good man, and he needs people to stand up for him.
You're listening to Bernie Moreno, who sounds like a fantastic candidate to me. I've endorsed him. I hope all you Levinites out there will back him. The Ohio primary, I guess it's next Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. They can vote tomorrow. They can vote on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday.
We'll get out and vote early.
Absolutely. Let's crush the rhino swamp creatures. Let's get the America First candidate across the finish line.
Well, you sound great. God bless you. Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care of yourself. Doesn't he sound great, Mr. Producer? Everybody's come to me about him. Not just family, but everybody said, Mark, you should be getting into this. You should be backing this guy. I said, okay, who is he? And so I've done some reading. My David did some explaining to me. Then we brought him on. You heard what he said. And voting starts now in Ohio. You know what I would like? This should be a test case, Ohio. You Republicans in Ohio, particularly the ones that are going to vote the right way, turn out in monster numbers and show the whole country, particularly our own party, that we know how to vote early and we'll actually bring our own IDs. Yeah. Let's outdo what the ruling class does, what the rhinos do, and certainly what the Marxists and the Democrat Party do. I want to see if we can do this in Ohio. Run up our early vote numbers. I mean, you've got time to do it. Election day is not till Tuesday. I know the tradition. I've done it myself, and I have to break my habit, which is I wait for election day, because that's what ethical, patriotic Americans do. But now we're fighting people who are not ethical, patriotic Americans. They're lower than low. And we have to demonstrate that we can vote early. We have to demonstrate that we can vote in big numbers early, and that we're going to take their game and use it against them. So in Ohio, you're the test case for the Mark Levin Show. Get out there early. I'm sure there's a lot of other good conservative candidates up and down the line. Bernie Moreno, U.S. Senate Republican nomination. Let's go!
Mark Levin, the research arm of conservative media. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
Let me see here. We've had major computer problems. That's why it's been a little staccato. I'm not happy about it. We do the best we can under these circumstances. Look, I'm a quasi-professional. I know what I'm doing, Mr. Producer. All right, hold on here. Let's see. Let's go to Kevin. In Iowa, XM Satellite. Kevin, a trucker friend. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mark Levin. This is a longtime listener, first-time caller, and I want to thank you for your service to our countrymen.
Well, you're very kind.
I'll try to keep this brief. Thank you,
yes, sir.
I'll try to keep this as brief as I can. There was a caller into Mark to Andrew Wilkow the other day that said that her husband had a green card, wanted to get an ID, excuse me, mm-hmm. an ID. And when he did, they asked him if he'd like to register to vote also and how he'd like to, you know, what he'd like to declare. So it got me really curious. I want to encourage everybody who's listening to call the DMV in their state and find out what's going on. I called my DMV in my state of Iowa today, and I found out that they do not practice that, and that's not going to happen in the state of Iowa. Mm-hmm. I also want to encourage people, what you just said, too, that we have to fight harder. Our Republicans, I wish they'd fight half as hard as the Democrats did and mm-hmm. do. The early voting is absolutely essential, just like you said. And that's basically it. That's all I got for you.
Well, you got a lot. Now, tell me this. I'm curious. What kind of a trucker are you?
Just per se, what do I haul?
18-wheeler? What do you haul?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm a semi-truck driver, flatbed. So,
you know, I don't even know how you guys drive. It scares the hell out of me just watching how you guys turn corners. I say, man, you literally, your mind has to be quick. You got to figure out angles. You got to figure out what's coming in the other lane. You got to figure out how you kind of turn left in order to turn right. I was watching. I told this story a long time ago. Well, my wife and I were in Key West, Florida, and they have these very narrow roads. And I'm watching this 18-wheeler. He's just careful. He's doing it. And I yell at him, how the hell do you do it? And he said, carefully. It's a big deal job. It's not simple. It's hard.
Yes, sir. What a lot of people don't realize, just real quick, is that our days consist of about 12 to 14-hour days from the time we start to the time we end our day, 10 to 11 hours of driving with, you know, government restrictions, which is good. I can barely make it that far. And we got a lot of responsibility looking out for everything. And I never realized until I became a trucker how valuable truckers are to our society. There's nothing you touch, you own, that you use that hasn't been hauled from a truck, mm-hmm. from place to place. But I can't thank you enough for what you do, your passion for what you do, the fight that you're fighting for. And I just pray that our congressman would fight and our Senate would fight as hard as you do.
You're very kind. You're a great patriot, brother. You take care of yourself and be safe out there. What a nice gentleman. The truckers and I have a special relationship because they listen to radio, whether it's satellite, whether it's terrestrial, or they listen to the podcast. As he said, they're on the road a long time. And so when it comes to radio or radio-type broadcasting, that's what a lot of truckers listen to. And a lot of the truckers are driving during the evening, during the night, on the West Coast, the middle of the afternoon, and this is the show they listen to. And I'm deeply honored by it, deeply. Mark, Panama City, Florida, the great WYOO. Mark, go right ahead, please.
Hello there, Mark. This is Mark. We're going to have here quickly, but I hope to be the first of many Mark-to-Mark talks.
Okay.
I've got a couple of things to talk to you about. The first of which is I anticipate with the Supreme Court about to decide on presidential immunity, the Biden administration is waiting with bated breath to see what the decision is. So, because you have to realize that Joe Biden, he's the first person in American history that calls himself president to have the benefit of the freshly minted delineation of what presidential powers are.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to comment on that for us, extensively, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't know about extensively, given the timeline I have here, but I will say, yes, Joe Biden has benefited from all the privileges of being president while he's trying to destroy them, which I think is your point. So he's trying to destroy executive privilege, but protects himself with it. He's trying to destroy immunity, but protects himself with it. And you now hear this court better rule that Trump doesn't have post-presidential immunity. And then his sycophants and his comrades are out there saying, Trump better not prosecute him once he leaves office, which is exactly what they're doing to him. Mm-hmm. So I think that's your point. And I think it's an extraordinarily important point. What's your next question before we run out of time?
This one is kind of a curveball. This is what mm-hmm. I see as the nuclear option for Joe Biden. So they get closer and closer to the election. They go, oh, my gosh, look, you are correct. You did win the election. You know, you should have been a president all this time. And but dadnabbit, the Constitution prevents you from being, seeking a third term.
Nah, that's not going to happen, because just because Joe Biden says it doesn't change anything. The fact that the Congress counted the Electoral College votes and they counted him for him as president, he's president. He can't say, well, you won, therefore. So that's the way it is, unfortunately. All right, my friend, thank you for your call. Great calls. Let's slip in another, shall we? Ralph, Westchester, New York. How are you, Ralph?
Hi, Mark. Big fan, longtime Rush fan, et cetera.
Thank you.
Let me get right to the point because it's brief. Okay, so this guy, Heard, special counsel, whatever, comes up with this line about no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute this crime. And I said to myself, wait a minute, that sounds like Jim Comey with Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. They use the exact same phrase. That's why. So my question is, how could they act as a judge when I should be in a grand jury and listening to this and deciding whether it's guilt or not? They shouldn't be able
to do the judging. You are 100% correct. And he says no jury would find them guilty. Yeah, if you took him outside of a 92% pro-Biden voting population and put him on one that was a little more, you know, 50-50, yeah, they'd convict him. The real impediment to indicting Joe Biden is the practice of Republican and Democrat administrations that you can't indict a sitting president. But my point has been, Ralph, that do you think Jack the Ripper Smith would even care that that's been the position of Republicans and Democrats since the Constitution is silent on that? Don't you think he'd go plowing ahead? He'd do it anyway, and he'd say, well, let the courts sort it out, and then go ahead and indict him. I think that's what Smith would do.
No, but my problem is the FBI is using the same line they used against him in 2016.
Which line?
That no reasonable prosecutor would go in.
And it's not the FBI. It's the prosecutor in this case. But you're right. The FBI director and the prosecutor are using the same line. They lay out a case for multiple felonies. And then in Comey's case, he says, but the gross negligence standard is not a specific intent crime. I don't want to get into the weeds under our criminal statute. And so I can't say she had specific intent when she clearly did. And this guy says, look, Biden's an imbecile. No jury's going to convict him, not in Washington, D.C. Therefore, I'm not going to bring the charges. And just to underscore your point, sir, the way a prosecutor is supposed to work is not predicting with some degree of certainty conviction or not. His or her job is to determine whether they believe, any grand jury believes, that there's enough evidence that there's probable cause that a crime was committed. That's it. Probable cause, not likelihood of conviction. Thank you for your excellent call. We have great callers tonight. What happened, Mr. Producer? I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
All right. I'm looking, Mr. Producer, you know. If people could see this, I think to be astonished by how I'm able to do this, Mr. Producer. In fact, if you could see it, I think you'd be astonished by how I'm able to do this. All right. Let's see here. I'm doing my best, America. You know, we're going to have to skip it. Who do we have on the phone, Mr. Producer? Jason, Eureka, California. Eureka, my brother, on the Levin app. Mark Levin app. How are you?
Mark, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, sir.
Outstanding. I want to point out that there was a candidate you just spoke to from Ohio who sounded like a really good candidate. And yeah. if I were able to vote for him, I would.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's also a candidate in District 23, I believe, in Texas by the name of Brandon Herrera.
Really?
Now,
how do you know Brandon Herrera? You're in California.
He is a YouTuber. That is a gun-tuber, if you will. And he ran for Congress. And he forced a runoff.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with every candidate who is in every primary in 435 districts in America. But thank you for your call. What am I supposed to say? For all I know, he's running against other conservatives. I can't say, oh, good. Gentleman's not vetted. This isn't GOP radio. And when I try and endorse, I want to endorse where I think it's going to make a difference. I can't get involved in a primary where there could be three conservatives running, for all I know. In every corner of the country, that guy's in California. He's promoting a guy in Texas because he's a YouTuber. Okay, that's cool. But, you know, that's fine. Who else do we have, Mr. Producer? Ray, South Carolina, the great WORD. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, brother, how are you tonight?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
Well, I was on my way home from prayer meeting tonight, and I heard your broadcast about illegal aliens voting. There's a law on the books right now, and I believe it was 1996, but I'm not sure about the date. But that law states that any illegal alien that votes must be deported. Doesn't say it should be or can be. It says must be in the law. So how many of them
but the problem is when we have a president, an administration that's not enforcing the law, I mean, they're not supposed to be here in the first place, right?
Amen, brother. I think we should go down there on the border and just annihilate anybody who tries to cross because they're invading our country.
No, we can't just annihilate them. But people are frustrated because our government is supposed to be protecting us. And our government's not. Our government is, in fact, exposing us. All right, sir, thank you for your call. Next, Mr. Producer, go! On Sirius, Bob in Norman, Arkansas. Bob, how are you?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, brother.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Didn't Joe Biden say that the white male Christian is the problem for America?
I don't know. He says so many damn racist things. I can't even keep track of them, to be honest with you.
Well, I know, but here's my question. He is supposed to be a devout Catholic, correct?
Yeah, but he's obviously not. Look at his position on abortion. It's absolutely extremist.
Well, I know that, and you know that. But what I'm saying is, so he, being a quote-unquote devout Catholic, is a problem to this nation, too, because he's a white Christian male.
All right. Thank you for your call. Where are we going with that? Well, let's see here. We have... I don't have enough time for a caller. I apologize. I want to thank all the callers who did call. Maybe we'll do more of that from time to time. You're absolutely terrific. Where'd this show go? We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, freedom fighters all over the world. Our friends and brothers in Ukraine, and I want our brothers and friends in Israel to know we have your back. And most of all, I want to thank you, great patriotic Americans. God bless each and every one of you. I'll see you tomorrow.